Washington farewell begins today. His body is lying in state inside the Capitol Rotunda. Speaking for the Trump administration, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke during a solemn ceremony.
On behalf of a grateful nation, we will ever remember that John McCain served his country, and John McCain served his country honorably. May God bless the memory of John McCain. May God comfort his family and friends. And may God continue to bless the United States of America.
In Asia, South Korea's president will send a special delegation to North Korea next week for talks on a nuclear standoff. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As well as seeking movement on the standoff, the South Koreans will want to fine-tune details for the premier's meeting. The North's Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are set to meet next month in Pyongyang for their third summit. Details for that summit, including exactly what will happen, haven't been disclosed yet. The diplomatic activity comes amid growing worries over the slow pace of getting North Korea to end its nuclear program, following President Donald Trump's Singapore summit with North Korea's leader in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Catholic Church in Australia said on Friday it would oppose laws forcing priests to report child abuse when they learn about it in the confessional, setting the stage for a showdown between the country's biggest religion and the government. Pope Francis, leader of the world's 1.3 billion Catholics, is facing sexual abuse crises in several countries. Visiting Ireland earlier this week, Pope Francis begged forgiveness for a multitude of abuses suffered by victims in Ireland, and he has promised that there will be no more cover-ups. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Agency for Refugees says a potential military offensive in the last rebel stronghold in Syria threatens to cause renewed displacement and discourage refugees from returning home. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, said that an offensive on Idlib is going to be very difficult. Russia's foreign minister said that negotiations were underway to establish a humanitarian corridor for civilians to be able to leave Idlib. The AP reports Nicaragua will expel United Nations human rights team after a report blamed the government for violent repression. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to withdraw the U.S. from the World Trade Organization if the global trade group does not shape up. VOA's Phil Polexio has more.
In a Bloomberg News interview Thursday, President Trump said the agreement to establish the WTO was the single worst trade deal ever made. A U.S. withdrawal could cripple one of the foundations of the global trading system, which the U.S. was instrumental in creating. Trump has said the WTO's dispute settlement process has been unfavorable to the United States, but said during the interview the U.S. began winning lawsuits last year against trading partners that have fought back against U.S. tariffs. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A Justice Department official told Congress he had heard Russia had damaging information on candidate Donald Trump in 2016. The AP's Warren Levinson has that story.
In a closed-door interview with lawmakers this week, Bruce Orr described a July 2016 meeting he had with a former British spy. According to multiple people familiar with the interview, Orr said Christopher Steele told him Russian intelligence believed it had Donald Trump over a barrel before the presidential election. Orr is a senior Justice Department lawyer. Steele's controversial 2016 dossier on Trump was begun for Republicans and finished for Democrats. Orr also reported Steele told him a Trump aide, Carter Page, had met with more senior Russian officials than he had acknowledged. He said he didn't report Steele's information to his superiors at the time because he considered it inflammatory raw source material. I'm Warren Levinson.
Legendary singer Aretha Franklin was laid to rest today in Detroit, Michigan. Dr. E.L. Branch, a pastor at the Third New Hope Church, read a prayer of comfort at her funeral.
Today, Lord, we thank you for the life and legacy of Aretha Louise Franklin. Thank you for giving us such a precious gift in Aretha.
The Queen of Soul's final send-off encompassed many elements, emotions, and grand entrances that were the hallmarks of her more than six decades on the sacred and secular stages. Franklin lost her life to pancreatic cancer on August 16th at the age of 76. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
News. It's VOA with all the latest hits.